Bed Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our stories, you tell your stories, then you call us up and you really tell your stories the way only you can. And we love it when you do that. We're here to laugh with you. We are here to celebrate the embarrassing times. And we're going to cry with you too sometimes, but it's going to be a good cry. I'm Mary-Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn B-Red. How's your week? No, I ask you first.
No, you didn't.
No, wait, Katie, you bet. You talk.
Well, I can't.
We didn't have a show last week because of
your
week.
Unfortunately, I cannot really talk. So I have to just say that I had an amazing time.
Can you
time.
Do innuendo? Okay, anyone,
I'm just
though,
gonna
like, make a metaphor.
I was shooting something that you will not be able to see until 2027, and I won't be able to talk about it until I think March 2027. So I can't say anything other than that I had an amazing time. I met some wonderful people, many of whom I think will become lifelong friends, which is very exciting.
Yes.
Great. And yeah, it was all the things. I can talk more in detail next year. And I know that's so far away, but that's where I was and that's what I was doing. I do have one little funny thing that I thought of that happened that I'm like, this was only really embarrassing to myself. But when we were filming, it was a long day and it was very hot. It was like 98 degrees that day, of course, because why wouldn't it be? And you're indoors and outdoors. And it was real hot. It was real, real hot for the first day. And I was wearing they weren't jeans, but they're like denim. They were like denim-ish, like flowy, like almost like a skirt, but like a skort, but like long, like a scant, I guess. Ooh. Scants. Skirt pants. Like,
is that what it's called?
I don't know. I'm making scant. It because, you know, skort was like the.
You just nailed
skort
it.
Skort was the, yes. You know, jean. A the scant. Short pants or short skirt or whatever. So I'm like, it's like pants skirt. So like a scant, essentially, like denim-y, whatever. It. Anyway, I was wearing it for the full day. So I get back to the hotel, Lee, and I go to take a shower because I'm sweaty and disgusting and I have to get up and film early the next day. So I was like, let me take a shower. And I'm in the shower and I'm like, oh my God. And I was doing a lot of physical stuff that day, I will say. And I was just like, holy shit, my legs are like completely bruised, like all over them, like covered. I was like, what the heck did I even do? And I'm like trying to think. I'm like, I think I did hit my leg that one time on that thing. And I'm like going back over my head and I start like washing my legs and all of the bruises come off because it's literally the denim from my pants. Because it was it was so hot and sweaty that like they had like the dye had transferred like onto my legs. And I thought I was like covered in bruises and no, it washed away.
That is so funny. Nice. I'm so glad you were not covered in bruises.
I'm glad. Like, that was a different,
show me the way.
A different kind of show
it.
If that was the case.
That is so funny.
But yeah.
You just see it like run off in blue
streaks. I'm like scrubbing it off with the washcloth. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's good. I'm not bruised, not covered in bruises. That is a good thing. But
I thought your pants were going to be really like starched so that they would bruise you. Like when you were your movie, they were like so starched that you'd be like slamming into your
no,
legs
they
or
were
something.
Super like lightweight, comfy, flowy. Like that's what I was going for. You know, when I picked my outfits, I also didn't know it was going to be 98 degrees. But you know what?
No,
you do what you do. But I have to say I had a really great time and I'm very, very excited about it. And I cannot wait to share it with you. Sorry for the teaser. I know that's so annoying.
Oh, we have to wait 2 years for the next House of Dragons, so we might as well just wait a year to find
I'm
out all about your
sad
times.
That's over too. On another note, I am sad.
I'm
that
sad too.
Has ended. I was like,
what?
Oh, new one tomorrow, and I'm like, oh, dang it, it's done.
You're right.
It's
I'll
over.
Have to find something else. Well, so I'm notorious for hating the ends, like the very last episode of things.
Uh-huh.
And my husband always makes fun of me because he'll just be like, oh, you just don't like the ending of things. Like, well,
but you mean in general or just even for each season? Because, you know, sometimes it's not like Game of Thrones. I think a lot of people disagreed the way that ended. But like, do you mean each season even wrap up you don't like?
Like, well, no, it's just like any show that I watch the last episode. I'm like, well, this sucks. I'm never going to watch this again. I don't care if it comes back next time. I'm not seeing it. And John will be like, what? We invested all this time. Like, we have to continue. I'm like, no, that last episode sucked. And he's like, What? So, but this time for the House of Dragon, the finale, mm-hmm. I will say it's, there's no spoilers. I like the way it ended.
I did too. It definitely has me on the edge of my seat wanting more.
Same. But 2 years from now, God, I'm going to be a different person. I'll be like, I'm sorry. I'll be like, what happened in the old episode?
You
I have to
stop
rewatch
it.
The whole show. So.
I think there's a new one coming out, right? With Kit Harington. There's a new one it's not actually from that series. It's something else, but it's another period piece. We get a Jon Snow show, so we'll watch that instead. They're rotating. I'm not sure. You know, there'll be something else. And also,
I love the Seven Kingdoms. Oh, the Night of the Seven Kingdoms. That's my favorite.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that already.
I want to root for someone.
Yeah,
I want a heart of gold to root for. Yeah. I do. I want to be like, you know what? You can splatter this person with blood. You can knock about their armor. Mm-hmm. They've got a heart of gold.
It's true.
And they're gonna win.
And we have there's all these shows that are gonna be coming out in the fall too. What was that? The Office show with Adam Scott. That's so crazy and weird. I love that show.
Right.
I can't remember the name.
Severance.
Yes, Severance. There should be a new Severance. There should be another one.
Never seen it.
Oh, you never watched it? Did you watch the End of Times one too with what's her name that was phenomenal? God, I'm like the worst right now. I can't even think. My brain is fried, you guys. Like it really is. My brain is fried. I feel like I still haven't caught up on sleep because all of the anxiety and stress of like going to film. Just I was so filled with adrenaline that I feel like I still haven't like even caught up on my sleep. So,
well, that stuff takes time to refill, especially for me as I get older. If I max out on my adrenal glands, which happens a lot, you have to recover. You have to allow yourself to just, be foggy-brained, sleep.
Be foggy-brained.
Be foggy-brained.
I like foggy-brained. Be foggy-brained.
Yeah.
How are you? What's going on with you?
Brain.
What is happening? How was
your
week?
Well, I mean, the only thing I really want to talk about is how I was flossing this weekend. I yanked out my tooth.
Oh my gosh. Wait, what
Literally,
tooth?
I thought it was hailing outside.
What?
The tooth hit the mirror.
What tooth? Like, where was?
My right back molar just came out.
Oh
and
my
I'm notorious.
Gosh.
Like, I'm notorious. I'm notorious at the dentist for just being like, okay, let's see these x-rays. And there's like fillings in every tooth. I was a child that loved sugar. I don't know. My mom was like giving me ice cream before bed. I have no idea. But I basically need a root canal. And I'm holding out.
So you
hope.
Just have a hole in your mouth right now?
I have like a gaping.
Did they pack it
tooth
or you
hole.
Just have to wait?
Nothing
it didn't
happened.
Hurt?
I've not gone. It does hurt a little bit now. It didn't hurt in the beginning.
So you just
I'm
yanked
out.
Out of your mouth and it didn't even hurt. That is my worst nightmare. That is terrifying.
So it didn't come out with like roots and all. It literally was just the tooth.
Oh, like the top part of it? Like the crown or whatever? Oh my gosh.
Yes. But it's okay.
So
because
was
it's just
it
like,
a crown before or it was?
No.
What?
It was a tooth. Yeah, it was just rotten.
I had
a rotten tooth. And I was thinking about this, like back in the day, you would have had to like just be like, okay, Mary Kate, here, give me your mouth and like rip
Wait,
out.
Wait, why
my
do you say me? I wasn't the dentist. I wouldn't hurt you like that.
Dentists. Your best friend would have to be like, okay, go here, we'll pour some ale down your like gullet and it'll put
and just get the pliers.
In England, because America wasn't discovered yet. Yeah.
I don't like it.
That's what I was.
I don't want
that's
it.
That's what well, that's what you would have had to do. Do you think that would have been okay?
No.
Okay, you wouldn't have done it?
I mean, if you really needed me to, I would have done it, but I wouldn't have wanted to do it. I want to just say,
Katie,
I don't want to.
I love this so much.
I love you.
You're like,
I would do it for you. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do any part of that. I hate it.
I get that. Yeah, me too.
Do you have an appointment scheduled?
No, I don't.
Well, let's get that going. I'm
going to
stay on you about
let's
that.
Let's get it going.
Okay. Should we also talk about that we are going to be skipping moving forward? So we both just have so much going on in our lives right now. We really, as much as we love doing this podcast, we are going to keep doing this podcast, but we need to cut back our time on it because it's just too much right now. And so we're going to switch to every other week. We're going to release a new episode. So it's going to be every other Tuesday moving forward from here. So this one will come out obviously today, Tuesday, when you're hearing this. And then it will will be the Tuesday after that moving forward. So it'll be a new episode released every other Tuesday moving forward. So I just think that will be better for all of our mental healths and like mental healths. And, you know, just trying to keep up with everything is kind of difficult right now. So we're going to just do that so that we don't have to cut it out completely and keep this from you because, you know, if you're listening, we know you love it. You've told us and we really appreciate that. And tell your freaking friends, you know, because
the more
people listening, the more we can commit to this because we do have other things that we're doing. This is our side project as much as we love it, you know, so it's not our full time and our full times are very demanding and our children, et cetera, and families. So, just want to let you guys know that. And that's that. Should we get into
it? Thanks for listening. Let's get into it. Yeah. You want to kick us off?
I will kick us off.
Let's do it. All right.
Okay, this first story comes from Quora, and Pemmaton Langaker writes, I'm probably saying that wrong, I'm so sorry, but that is what I see.
I love it.
Okay, when I was a teen, I had flatulence, once again. I think the word flatulence
end of story.
Is so funny, and it's like, we don't really hear flatulence on this show, right?
No.
I'm like, when's the last time we heard that? I don't even know. And they use it as a verb
so
several
fancy.
Times in this, so we'll see, but okay. I believe on average, every single human being flatulates 6 times a day. I'm like, oh, thank you for that little TED Talk tip there. Thank you.
We should have known that. We should have looked that up.
Start measuring them, people, okay? And let us know if that's true.
No, okay? Don't talk to us about it.
Anyway.
I mean, just write us a story.
Yeah, write us a story about it. Anyway, I was a teen and I was in high school and I realized I really had to go to the bathroom. There was a slight problem and I didn't think I'd make it out of the room. So I opened my legs and I hoped it would be as silent but deadly, minus the deadly part. Well... I right out farted in class, and it was completely silent until I farted. Every single person in the room turned around and looked at me. Like, that's worst nightmare stuff, right? Like, in school, it's
any
quiet.
Kind of silent.
You're like, oh, fart. I'm not going to make it out in time. I'm just going to let this one rip, and then it's so loud.
And it's just like a vibrates your chair.
Everyone looks at you. The girl a desk ahead of me turned around and yelled, "You farted!"
Okay. Again, like, why do you need to do that?
I, on the defense, yelled, "It was my shoe against the floor!"
Yes. You gotta blame it on something else.
My defense was better than what she yelled, and everyone heard. My face went red, and at the time, I was in love with a guy that was in most of my classes. He was not allowed back in grade 12. I'm like, what did he do? So I went on. And
I love it when they just don't elaborate.
No context at all. But for whatever reason, he did something he wasn't allowed back in grade 12. So I went on, and still to this day, I have to fart on the bus, trains, public areas. Now, I don't care if I fart in one place, the bathroom at the mall, because that's all you hear when you go in there anyway. No stress.
Wow.
I was like, what? Like, thank you.
She's like, too blessed to be stressed.
Thank you for that hot tip that you don't like farting anywhere but at the mall because everyone's farting there. So you don't even care.
Farts it up
there
in that bathroom.
Is no stress at the mall bathroom. I thought that was like hilarious. Like such a funny little high schooler story.
You just walk into the bathroom at the mall and it's just like, like everyone's like the knife a thousand trombones.
Just let it
You're
rip.
Like, I'm home.
Let it rip in there. There's no stress.
Let it rip.
No stress.
Let your stress out
it's
your
the
bed.
The one
no
place
cares.
You don't have to care.
Amen. Oh, that's so funny. So that was it? That was it? She's just
that was
like,
it.
Look. I liked it. So, okay, the guy heard it. He wasn't allowed back in grade 12. We'll never know why, but like, because of that, because he heard it, worst case scenario, she just lets him out now wherever she goes.
I love that she used the
shoe
excuse, though, because that's like one of the dumbest, worst ones. It's also the most classic. But like everyone knows that you ripped the loudest fart. Like no one believes that that was your shoe. A shoe makes a little squeak. It's not like a ripping, roaring fart. Like that is not, that's my shoe. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like nice try.
Yeah.
Nice try.
You should have been like, that was my portable fan on the desk. And they'll be like, where's your fan? You're like, I threw it because I
or just like do it in your hands and be like, I was just kidding. I did it on my hands.
You just do the armpit one. You're like,
it was my armpit. Just, you know, I was just practicing for after school. Anything's better than shoe.
That's how I walk home.
No one's buying shoe, you guys. Okay, stop with the shoe. The shoe and the drop in the textbook, both of those are trash, all right?
You got to outwit them. Mm-hmm. You got to outweird them, okay? That's my hot take. You outweird them every time.
That's right.
You just say, I walk home with my arm in my armpit, making the fart sound, and I was just practicing. That's all you got to say. And no one asks any more questions.
They're like, but it smells really, really bad. And you're like, my shoe burned rubber on the floor. It's like, what?
You're like, yeah, well, it's because my shoe stepped in poop, okay? I stepped in poop today, okay? That was my shoe.
I love it.
This is Sarah in Wilmette, Illinois, and she writes, when I was 11 years old, I did something so embarrassing on the second day of school. I was at home the night before trying to make an eyebrow slit. I thought it looked cool, and I also wanted to rebel against my very conformist parents. I guess I was drafting a statement to the new Catholic school, too, I was attending, that I wasn't playing by their grooming standards. I'd wear their uniform, but my eyebrows were my own. And the very cute girl I had a crush on had one. She was always in trouble, and maybe I could get her attention if I joined her in rebelling in a small way. Back to my eyebrow slit. I slowly tried to cut the section out with scissors first. When that didn't work, I tried my leg razor.
I didn't
have a precision straight razor, and I didn't mark where I wanted it to be with any tape. To do so would mean I was way too conformist.
That's hilarious.
Well, I shaved off part of my eyebrow.
Yeah.
You could see where that was going, right?
Yeah. She tried to do the Vanilla Ice, like, little slit, and instead
She shaved off half of it, like clean off. So I had this half tuft of eyebrow over my right eye, and I was devastated. So I quit while I was ahead, right? Nope. I turned to the other one. I tried to make an eyebrow slit in that one.
Oh, my God.
I shaved off half of that one, too.
No.
Then I got mad. I looked ridiculous. So I shaved the entire thing off.
I think you have to at that point and just draw them back on.
I had to shave the other one off too. Yeah. She just shaved them both off. But she's 11.
Yeah, it's not good.
So she's an 11-year-old.
It's not good.
No, little bald eyebrow baby. I wasn't ready to stand too far out. And my parents were going to kill me. Well, they didn't kill me. And I had to go to school the next day. On day 3 of the new school year, when I was in 6th grade. So I did what anyone would do. I brought a beanie hat and I pulled it way down to my eye line.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Just a little beanie hat. She writes, Catholic uniform, end of summer, wool beanie hat pulled down over my eyebrows. I was sent to the principal's office, and when I took it off, she very visibly tried to not laugh. Then she told me that it was fine if I wore it and that she understood why I wanted to, and that was that. I wore that beanie pulled over my eyebrows for 4 months. Mortified.
It took 4 months to grow back?
I guess.
Also,
why didn't her mom
help her, like, draw them on, you know, like, or a friend? Like, back then, I mean, sure, if it was the 90s, like, thin eyebrows were in anyway.
Yeah,
so
they
it's
were
like
the thing.
People did shave their eyebrows off and draw them in. And now people shave their eyebrows off and they bleach them. So, like, she'd be totally fine today
they
to do it.
They bleach them.
Yeah,
I know.
She'd be fine to do it today. But yeah, why did no one help her? Help that sweet baby.
I
would have drawn her eyebrows on for her. I would have done
that. Oh, Katie.
I won't pull your tooth out, but I will draw some eyebrows on, okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
You'd be like, get over here. Good to draw your eyebrows on today. Get over here. And I'll be like, can you do my tooth too? You'd be like, no, get out of here. You smell so disgusting. Because we'd be in England because we weren't American.
We would be there. We would be there. Okay. This next story comes from Cora, and Gigi Wolf writes, once upon a time, I was young and free-spirited. Well, kinda. I'd like to say I regularly went without lipstick and mascara because those things are just oppressive tools invented by the man to keep me in my place as a decorative item.
I love this.
But that would be a bare-faced lie. Anyway, as I was saying, I was young once and I had a boyfriend. We'd gone out hiking somewhere into the woods like Hansel and Gretel, only we weren't related and this wasn't Alabama. I was like, good, that's good.
Oh, damn.
We walked together through the deep green woods, the scent of pine in our nostrils, all the living, tweeting for you young people. Tweeting used to mean something birds did to brighten up the trees. The wildlife was all around us, and we got frisky.
I love that she was like, by the way, tweeting used to be a natural sound made by the birds.
Tweeting was birds, okay? And now it's X anyway. Gross. Anyway, okay, we decided since we were the only two living people in the entire forest, not counting the freshly dug mound of dirt, the approximate size of a body we just stumbled across, that we would make love in the great outdoors. This is always better in fantasy than fact, kids. You will be picking pine needles and mouse poop out of your booty hole for many a moon, so to speak.
Mouse poop?
Yeah, I was like, gross.
She's like, is this mouse poop? That's so funny.
We were having a fine time. Well, he was. I don't think I was having that great a time. When I looked up and just a few feet away stood an older man trying frantically to get his dog to come back to him without drawing our attention to himself.
So he's like, Buster, yeah. Buster, get back here. Yes. And like they're just naked having sex by a mound of dirt the size of a body.
That part's never addressed, but that's, oh, great. Yeah.
It's that guy. The guy buried someone there.
It's the
and
guy.
The dog was like, you know, maybe going to dig
the
it
dog
up.
Dug the hole and helped him. Okay. Yes. The dog was an accomplice. The dog was just being a dog, but fortunately hadn't decided to stick his cold nose in that strange apparition hovering at his dog nose level. That would have played hell on both of us. You may not believe it, but I was a modest little bun then. I swore off any further outdoor shenanigans forever. I'm like, yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, seriously. No, that's terrifying. You're naked. You're going for it.
They're in this quiet area of the forest where no one is. And then someone appears, as they always do.
And then this old man being like, oh, Buster, come on. Come on, man. Oh, sorry, kids.
And you can't get your dog back without like yelling or clapping or whistling. So it's like there's no way to get your dog's attention to be like, get over here without like saying something.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not – it is what it is.
I guess it is what it is. It's a perfect moment. This is why we're here for those, right? The perfect embarrassing moment, because he could have had that dog on a leash and he could have pulled that leash back. But no, he was also enjoying nature. The dog was enjoying nature. They were all enjoying nature. And then he stumbled across two naked kids just going at it like little bunnies in the pasture. Wow. Okay. That is embarrassing. That really is. That's like a really embarrassing one.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Reddit, and Head Echo 9445 writes, I accidentally slapped someone's dad on the head at a water park 15 years ago.
Oh.
Back in high school, my friends and I went to a water park to celebrate getting into the same school together. One of my friends had started losing his hair at a very young age. You can probably guess where this is going. I know that's early, right? High school. While we were in the pool, that friend pulled my swimming trunks down to my knees as a prank. Instinctively, I turned around and slapped the back of his head hard. My friends in front of me gasped in shock. That's when he turned around and I realized it wasn't my friend. It was someone's dad.
Oh, no.
I immediately apologized. And to my relief, he was super chill about it. My friends, on the other hand, never let me forget it. Can you imagine?
No, I bet that looked hilarious. And he's like, what the hell? He turns around.
Like, ow. Yeah, his bald, like just bald head.
But I'm sure he saw her face was like shock and horror at what she had just done. And so he's like, all right, I'm not going to get too mad. You clearly didn't mean to. I see your little baldy friend over there. It's not your fault, you know?
He's like, I get it. You mistook me for your little baldy friend.
And he's probably like, I'm so flattered. You thought I was like 17. I'm like 47. Amazing. Love that for me.
I love that for my moisturizing routine at night.
Honored. He was like, oh my God, you thought I was a kid? Stop it.
He's like, I have kids.
He's not even mad anymore. He's thrilled, actually.
He's thrilled.
Okay, my next story comes from Quora, and Adam Kennedy Palfrey writes, I really do not shame easily. I grew up in Equatorial Africa and was later schooled at boarding schools, so shaming is simply not a thing for me. However, I clearly remember a night shift during my final year at med school. I was completing a what was then still legal 36-hour shift in ER. Isn't that insane? 36 hours. Like, what?
In the ER.
In the ER.
That's insane.
36 hours.
Hour four, I'm done. I mean, hour four. Like, are you in the
it's
ER?
It's so traumatic and high pace. Like, that's so intense. Yeah, 36 hours. Yeah. And what was then called an independent probationer. So I could carry out a simple diagnostic examination unsupervised, but obviously I could not prescribe treatment. I was awoken from the restroom by a nurse who informed me that I had a patient awaiting me who apparently had a constriction in his esophagus. I sleepily winded my way to the admissions cubicles to find an older man asleep and lying on his back. I picked up my trusty, I don't even know how, laryngoscope. I don't know. The throat scope thing.
I think you nailed it.
I don't know. I pried open the man's already partly open mouth. When he opened his eyes, I was checking his airways to ensure any restriction was not in his trachea rather than deeply into the upper respiratory tract or potentially down the esophagus. I tried to get him to calm down. He was becoming increasingly agitated, but obviously he couldn't speak to me with several centimeters of metal jammed down his throat. As his movement was causing me concern that my scope could be jostled and cause tissue damage, I called out for the nurse to help calm down my patient. When she entered the cubicle, the senior nurse immediately said, "Mr. Palfrey, why do you have a laryngoscope down Professor Dyson's throat?" I froze in place, then carefully and rapidly as possible removed my scope. Another younger nurse entered and informed me the guy I was to examine had now returned from the toilet and was prepared for me. Obviously, seeing just one patient laying on an exam cot when I entered the admissions area, I assumed he must be my patient. In fact, he was a senior professor in the orthopedic department and one I had never met. He was taking himself the opportunity to doze for a few minutes in the midst of a busy shift. The professor took it very well and with extremely good humor, but I learned the valuable lesson never to assume anything in medicine, even if it appears blatantly obvious. I call this my Dyson pause now, 48 years later, as a professor now myself.
This is a comic genius. That is comic genius.
Yeah.
So this guy's just like, oh, I gotta catch a couple of winks. Yeah. I'll catch a couple of winks. I'll catch a couple of Z's. Examining taper. So he's totally relaxed. The next thing he knows, his eyes pop open. And there's a layer. He's like, and he's like trying to protest. He's like, oh, I did it. And the guy's like, just trying to get the exam.
He's like,
done.
Nurse, we need to calm this guy down. He's going really like, crazy. I'm trying to check his vitals here with this. Too much. He's like,
his heart rate is going through the roof. Let's go. Yeah,
it's like ridiculous. Yeah, that's that one is, way to wake him up. That's one
way. That's one way to wake anyone up.
Disrupt that nap. So now he can go another 36 hours. He's good to go.
He is good to go.
And I'm sure sponsor the adrenaline.
Laryngoscope.
I don't even, yeah.
You nailed
I don't know.
It. That's
is that how you say it? Have you heard it?
I think so.
Is that what it is?
I've never heard it before, but I think
sorry,
you nailed it.
Doctors. I don't know.
Sorry, all you
maybe it's laryngoscope. I think laryngitis. Laryngoscope sounds better, but I don't
yeah.
know.
Laryngoscope. Oh, we're going to have to check
laryngoscope. Okay, weigh in, doctors and nurses. Let's hear it.
Yeah, call up our hotline.
I have a sneaking suspicion we don't have a lot of doctors that listen to the show, but maybe we do.
Maybe we do. If we do, can you write us? Just DM
tell us,
please, on Instagram.
Tell us.
Let's just be like, yeah. I'm a doctor, and it is, and you botched it. Just say you botched it. We don't need to know what the real.
No, tell us what I want to know. What is it? I
mean, okay,
I could,
tell us.
There's
okay.
a thing called Google. I could check, and I probably should have checked before I read the story. But you know,
no,
this is way more fun.
I think
this
you nailed
way.
It.
Okay,
laryngoscope.
Way more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, this is from Reddit and M90M Motorway. What? Yep, that's what it says.
Love
writes. I was in a Teams class for college, and me and a few other people have their cameras on. Suddenly, this one guy's camera turns on, and it seems like the camera is moving around all over the place, like he doesn't actually know it's on. All of a sudden, the camera stops in front of this white thing that looks like a toilet. I realized that what I was seeing was this guy standing in front of a toilet. Then I see his rather large dick out for all the class
to
see.
Oh, no.
Immediately, the lecturer, a normally quiet and pleasant woman, screams his name and he whips his phone away. I honestly can't imagine how it must feel to pull your dick out in front of the entire class. I ended up in hysterics the whole day, basically, because it was the funniest thing I had ever seen. Can you imagine?
So he didn't do it on purpose?
No, he's just listening to class, walking to go pee.
Oh, he like didn't know it was on.
He turns his camera on and stops and like pulls his penis out while he still has his camera in his hand.
That's crazy.
You got to put your camera in your pocket if you're going to do that, right? I don't know. I'm not, I don't have a penis, so I don't know.
I don't know. Part of me is like, I feel like maybe I'm like so mistrusting of people. I'm like, I feel like he did it on purpose.
If you hold your penis by both hands.
I don't think they do, but
I don't know.
I think they hold it with one hand from what I've witnessed from guys peeing. You never seen a guy pee?
That's just so embarrassing though, right? Like you're just sitting there in class and you're trying to like listen to the lecture and all of a sudden you're like, huh? Wait a second. What is this toilet? What? Oh, whoa. And it's like, boom.
I feel like he did it on purpose. I feel like he's a pervo. I think he's a pervo.
Why would he do that?
There's a lot of pervos out there.
What? No. It's supposed to be like, hey, oops, I did this by accident.
Oops.
Because like she yelled at him.
I did it again. Okay.
If he did it on purpose, what do you think he wanted the reaction to be? Do you want his teacher to be like, ooh, class dismissed?
Or shock and awe. There's a lot of pervies out there.
She's just like, your homework is to, I don't know, go out in the day. I don't know. Like
go out into the world
and have sex outside. I don't know. Maybe it's a continuation. Who knows?
Who knows?
Well, yeah.
All right, next story.
I'm doing that, I'm like, if I'm doing that, I'm making sure like it's definitely an accident.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
If anyone sees my penis, I'm
mortified.
So
if anyone sees your penis, they will definitely be mortified. Okay. This next story,
Katie,
comes from
how dare
Paris.
You tell everyone that it looks bad. How dare you? I'm so embarrassed. You embarrass me.
My next story comes from Cora and Sarah. Michael writes, I go to an all-girls school, so as you can guess, I and my friends were desperate for boys' attention. There's a nearby boys' school, and when I was in grade 9, I was obsessed with them. There was one guy who I really loved. Let's call him Liam. I thought he was so handsome and he was so funny. On Wednesdays, they had football practice, meaning they ended an hour later than me. So with a friend, I waited in the library for them. When the time came, I got on the bus, but to my disappointment, he wasn't there. So I got off the bus. And then I got on the next bus. He wasn't on that bus either. So I got off the bus and then I got on a third bus.
This is like Ghost or something. Like,
She's just straight stalking. It's hilarious. She's just getting on buses she has no business on to try to find this guy.
I love this romantic.
Finally, by the third bus and around a half an hour wait, he was finally on the bus. I began talking to him until someone from a bus I had gotten on earlier got onto this bus. He then asked me and my friend what we were doing and why we got off of that bus and why we were on this bus.
Oh, my God.
In front of everyone. You're like, we had no answer. And then he realized that I had a crush on Liam. He proceeded loudly to yell to the entire bus that I had a crush on Liam and that I had waited 3 buses just to see him. The
why?
Bus. So mean.
Does this person need to be doing that?
It's so mean. The bus was packed and everyone laughed at me, including Liam. Ugh, I never waited for my crush again.
Okay. First of all, the person who gets on that bus is obsessed with her.
I know. That's what I thought, too. I'm like, they had a crush on her and they
that's
were like
why
trying
they
to
got
flirt.
Off their
and
bus. They're following her. To
you're
the
following
other
her
bus.
And she's following him and everybody's following and somebody.
Everyone's on this checkoff, babe. Everyone is following somebody. And so then he's like, Oh no, you don't like someone else besides me. I'm going to ruin this for you.
I'm going to ruin your life.
Yeah.
Embarrass you until you have no self-esteem and you'll go out with me. That's
I hate that. Yeah. Because I have no self-esteem either. We'll be well matched.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. I'll show you the worst time of your life.
Thanks a lot, Liam. It's not Liam. It's the other guy, whoever the other guy is.
Oh, Liam, if you're out there, give her a chance.
Okay? Give her a shot.
Give her a chance.
Give her a shot.
19 years old.
Yeah.
That post. Okay. Well, my last story is from Reddit and Strange Ads 6403 writes, I worked in a bar. You're like, catchy. I worked in a bar in central London one summer. One Friday night, I got chatting to a guy drinking with some of his mates and mentioned I was an engineering student working to save up money to help get through the year. come work for me, says he. I'm a contractor on Liverpool Street Station.
What is he, a pirate too?
Well,
come work for me, says he.
This is something that I can't, I don't know how to address, but like whenever I look for stories on Reddit, I think I'm on a British Reddit.
Oh, you probably are.
My whole thing is British because it's these are all stories
Dr.
that
Seuss
are from
wrote
England.
This. We don't know.
Or who?
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss. This is Dr. Seuss's story. He was a bartender before he, you know. Okay, so.
Come so work like, for
Come
me,
work
says
for
he.
Me, says he.
That's amazing.
I'm a contractor on Liverpool Street Station right across the road. Said he was deadly serious. They had loads of work on. He was very persistent. Right, says I. I'll do it. I'll start Monday morning. See you on Monday, says he, shaking my hand. I quit the pub job immediately at the end of the shift, to the extreme annoyance of my boss. But hey, business is business, I reckoned. After a nice, relaxed weekend bragging to my flatmates about my new job as an engineer, I showed up in my working boots at the gate of Liverpool Street Station, which at that stage was a massive, massive building site. Mainly a huge, great hole in the ground. I'm here to start work, I said to the security guy at the front. For who? He asks. Who? I ask.
Oh, no.
Yes, who are you working for? Behind him on a panel about 40 feet high was a list of all the contracting companies working on the site. Maybe 100 companies. Slowly, it dawned on me. I hadn't actually thought to ask my new employer his name.
That's hilarious.
I said to the security guard, he's got brown hair.
Shut up. That's so embarrassing.
The security guard stared silently at me until I walked slowly away. So the guy's just like
I got
staring
nothing.
At him until he just like walks away.
Because you realize how stupid that is. You know, you get excited about something, but like you didn't even get all the information and you just go
you
on vibes. You're like, I'm just going to show up. You don't have a name. You don't
and
have a company.
A million.
This is where my type A psychoness, where I have to get all the information on every single thing that I do, pays off, right?
See, Katie, I don't see that about you. Like, I think that that's just a normal, like, action. Like, okay, cool. You're offering me a job. I'm going to quit this job. I need to know where I'm headed.
No, that's definitely normal. I'm just saying in general. Like, I'm the person that, like, before I go to a restaurant, like, I know every single thing on the menu. Like, I know the parking situation. Yeah, I'm very type A with, like,
Katie,
all of the details as far as things are concerned, yeah.
Well, can I tell you something? Every time, because you always used to drive me around. Remember that?
You
would pick me
it.
Up. Yeah, I would never pick up on any stress at all. I would. In my mind, I was like, this girl just knows where she's going. This girl just knows the cool spots.
Because I've learned the information.
Yeah,
but also,
I
am spontaneous
that.
Too. I will say, like, I will go out like when I'm thrifting and just go into Google Maps and be like, what's around and go find
yes.
it. I do that too.
Yes,
yeah, if there's
that.
No like pressure, but. For things that I have to do, for jobs, for like all that stuff. Like I want all the information as
yes.
possible because it makes me feel safe. It makes me feel good. But I would
yes.
definitely want the name of the person I was working for.
The name. And then you're like there like, oh, he has brown hair. And the guy's like, and you just walk away.
That's really funny.
So he writes, a few days later, I had to go back to the pub to collect my last wages and told my boss what happened. He laughed himself sick. He didn't invite him back for his job. But he just laughed in his face.
Rude.
I would too.
That's
I would
rude.
Too. I'd be like, oh, you had it so good here.
You dummy. I have one more little quickie too that I thought was funny. Okay, this comes from Quora, and Sheila Bishop writes, in my early teens, I was at my boyfriend's house, who obviously still lived with his mom. We were in his room, which was off the living room, only separated by a set of glass doors. The doors were covered with a blanket and held shut with a latch. We were getting busy when his mother decided she'd had enough.
Oh,
she
no.
came pounding on the doors and reached through a broken panel and unlatched the door.
Oh, that's so scary.
I know. I'm like, geez, she's like freaking, it's like The Shining. She's like,
it's
here's
Shining.
Johnny. Like, busting
like, here's mommy.
Here's mommy. It's terrifying. So she barreled through and my boyfriend jumped up and took all of the covers off of the bed with him.
She's just naked. Like,
yes. He left me there completely naked and vulnerable as a newborn baby while his mother screamed at us. I was mortified. It was hard to look her in the eye. After that,
that's so embarrassing.
It's horrible.
I forgot that it was his mom. If
yeah.
it's your mom, it's a different story.
He
but
took
it's
all
his
the
mom
freaking
yelling.
Covers and left his girlfriend
what
naked on the bed. That's so awful. It's awful.
So his mom comes and sees her. She's like butt naked. She's like,
it's awful. It's awful. I mean, that's at least awful. Take a pillow and throw it over yourself if you can.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
Or just, I would just like probably roll off and like flatten myself on the ground.
I would run away forever. Just goodbye.
Just you'll run
never
out the
see
wall.
Me again. I am running out of here. Goodbye. That's it.
You just push past her naked, yeah. Run out into the street.
I shove her like a football player and I get into my car. I'm like, bye. This is
that's
done.
That's all she sees.
You know what?
Like,
this is over.
Naked elbow.
Consider this done. That's yeah. A wrap.
You're like, you failed the test, Romeo. You
fired.
Always got to leave a blanket. You're fired. <Yeah. laughs>
Goodbye. That's what you got to do. And that's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beat red, we want to hear it. Email us at beatredpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. Or go on our Instagram and DM us a message. Just DM us a story. No big deal. You don't have to write us an email. You can just go on our Instagram or go on our TikTok and just say, hey, I got one for you. Boom.
That works too.
And then you're in. If you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join us.